Welcome to Reflecting God. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Here we see again the twin aspects of salvation, forgiveness, and healing. This promise does not mean that we will never experience suffering or illness. However, as Adam Clark wrote, if a person's sins are the cause of the affliction, it is natural to conclude that, if the effect be to cease, the cause must be removed. Notice the promise that if they have sinned, they will be forgiven. This reminds us that forgiveness is purchased by the blood of Christ, and since the blessings of forgiveness and healing are usually connected, it makes sense that healing comes through the blood as well. The power of confession is also emphasized in this passage. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Thus, the scripture says that we are not only under saving grace, but healing grace as well. Embrace holy living. Visit ReflectingGod.com.